It's time for Q&A in the Kitchen. It's the podcast and YouTube channel where we discuss common questions and possible concerns that you, as someone who collects tattoos or piercings, may have. Brought to you in part by Skin Kitchen Tattoo, the Axiom Body Piercing Studio in Death Before Decaf. And now we're going to go into Season 2, Episode Number 7. And what we're going to talk about today is when you shouldn't get tattooed or pierced.
Right.
When we'd advise you not to.
When you're anywhere else other than Skin Kitchen. I just had to get that out of the way.
That's a good one. When you don't have any money.
You ever watched all of our episodes?
Yeah. Under the influence of drugs or alcohol or both.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the problem that I think a lot of people have, is they think it's going to somehow make it hurt less.
No, it makes it way harder.
It amplifies it.
Yep.
It amplifies it. It makes you more prone to bleeding.
It irritates your artist, and they want to hurt you a lot worse.
You can't sit still.
Yeah, it amplifies the pain itself, don't come get
but it does amplify everything else. That anxiety, that nervousness, your jumpiness, your conversation when you're talking with your hands and stuff like that. Oh, my God.
So it makes you way more unaware of yourself.
Yeah. As I explain to people when it comes up, I'm like, when you get stopped for alcohol, you know, no WI, and they make you do those stupid tests, they don't pay attention to whether or not you can do it well. What they're paying attention to is what you're doing with your hands and the rest of your body as you try to focus on one thing at a time.
Yep.
And you can't.
Right.
And that's kind of, I mean,
that's when part of the reason you don't want to be all effed up when you come into the tattoo place.
And also, it's a good idea not to drink the night before.
Nope. Yep.
Because then you're all dehydrated, your blood's thinner, etc. Yeah.
And if your blood's thinner, what happens, people? It leaks out easier. And what happens when you're trying to get something to go in and there's something coming out? Yeah, makes it a lot harder.
Yes.
So do yourself a favor, night before. Hydrate, eat a good meal, get a good decent night's sleep, get up, have a solid breakfast, and then come into the tattoo shop.
Yeah,
bring
in
a little snack.
And the mental set.
You know, I've noticed some people like to throw in their earphones and watch the game if there's a game going on.
Get comfortable.
You know, AirPods are getting way more popular, so I'll have people just kind of chilling out with their AirPods, you know, which is great. I think, you know, finding your own little zen spot is a good deal.
Yep.
But again,
another thing
is
do not come in and get tattooed or pierced when you cannot find a babysitter.
No.
Right.
If your kids are under that age of 12.
Look at us. Do we look like we're good with kids?
No. We've got a lot of cool stuff at our shops.
We've
got a lot of cool stuff at our shops they want to touch, but it's not touchable sometimes, too. So.
Yeah. Plus, it's going to make the experience worse for you because you're going to be focused on trying to keep your kids under control the whole time.
Put that down. It's going to be irritating the tattoo artist and be distracting because you're not. Being able to watch after your kids, so they're acting crazy and touching everything with their sticky fingers.
Yeah, with me, I think that it's right around that 10 to 12 age where they're not so fussy, when they can entertain themselves, they can carry on a conversation, and, you know, and a lot of times they're kind of fascinated by the whole process.
Yeah.
But when they're under that age, especially toddlers, small children, et cetera, you really need a babysitter.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
A lot of us are family guys, and we got kids, and we're family shops, too, and we don't mind kids. It's just, you know, it's a matter of just being aware of your situation and aware of what they're doing and just having too many things to be aware of when you need to be focused.
Our job is not a kid-friendly environment.
If you have to bring your child, just make sure that there's someone with you that's good with the child and make sure that it's someone that's good with the child in a way that if the child is being distracting or fussing up or whatever, that they remove the child and, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
Just be, you know, just act like you live on the planet with other people! All right. I'm sorry.
I always say if you can take the kid to a church service or a court appearance, then maybe.
Yeah.
If you can't, then no, you should probably find someone else to watch it.
Yeah.
And if you do have somebody come along that's going to take care of the child, make sure you have your supplies with them.
Right.
Like,
toys,
you know, drinks, snacks, everything else that that kid might know or need or what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, medical conditions. Things like pregnancy. We do not advise getting tattooed or pierced when you're pregnant.
Nope. And do you know why that is?
Well, because the baby feels everything, like all the trauma and everything, and you can cause a miscarriage.
The miscarriage thing's the scariest thing.
There's a lot of damage you can do.
Plus, on top of that, you have a drain on your immune system. Right. You are producing a life. Mm-hmm. Your body's working doubly Double hard.
Right.
And it doesn't need an additional wound to try to heal
right.
during that period.
A big thing when you're pregnant is you don't want any type of infections.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a bad infection and you're pregnant, to save your life, they have to give you drugs that it can potentially and most likely will take your potential child's life or your child's life, your unborn child's life, I'll say. And I know that firsthand by a lady, long story short, went and got tattooed by somebody in a house and got overworked like crazy, ended up getting an infection. And while she was in the hospital and they were getting ready to treat her for this, found out that she was pregnant and were on the fence whether they were going to give her the treatment anyway and cause this miscarriage or they were going to wait and see. I think they didn't have to give her the medicine. She ended up getting through it without, and I think the baby was fine. But anyway, you're producing a life. Why don't you just focus on that? Use that $250 bucks to buy the baby a nicer crib or something.
Right.
And then you know what? After the baby's been on a planet a year, come in and we'll draw up something super awesome to commemorate the whole deal.
Yeah.
Skip the whole potential for
plus power. Your body's going to change a little bit during pregnancy.
Sure.
And depending on where the piercing or tattoo's at, it's not going to be exactly in the same spot by the time you get done doing that incredible thing, which is producing a life.
Producing another person.
You don't want to put any extra stress especially, and then you're causing a wound that your body's going to have to take some resources that it really needs right now to heal that wound. So there's a good chance that your tattoo's not going to heal as well. It's going to take longer. That only increases the chance for infection. And that, why risk the
why
chance?
Why go through all that or chance it?
You know, it's ridiculous. Tattoos are super, super,
super rad.
But it's just a tattoo, man.
Yeah, man.
And we're not going anywhere.
And we're not going anywhere.
We'll be here after the kid's born.
Yeah. We're like cockroaches. We'll live through
we got Twinkies in our system. We're good.
I think I've been in this business through two recessions already.
Yep.
So
they can, it's going to fire, two recessions. They can't take us out.
Nah.
We're here.
You're stuck with us for a while.
I think so, yeah.
Other thing that always comes up is diabetes.
Good one.
With that, I always advise that you talk to your doctor before you get a piercing or a tattoo, especially with tattoos that are on limbs because of the circulatory problems that you have, especially in your legs and your feet. It's not so much that the tattoo is going to take an extremely longer period of time to heal, but there's also the concern that you're going to get an infection and you don't have the blood supply there to heal that piercing or tattoo.
Again, you're already at higher risk, so you know. Now I've tattooed quite a few people that are diabetic, and it's very possible. But you know, some diabetics take a lot better care of themselves than other diabetics.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes down to they have to learn to know. No, and being around diabetics, they got to know when they need what they need, what foods they need, et cetera. And a lot of that takes a long time for them to figure out.
Sure. Yep. I've. I always, you know, tell them, talk to your doctor first, you know, especially like with heart medications or blood thinners.
Blood thinners would be another one.
I had a client, he was an older gentleman, his name was Robert, and he talked to his doctor and he was on normally on blood thinners, but he would stop 24 hours before his appointment.
To get a tattoo,
and he'd start right after, and that worked great.
Yep.
But, you know, talk to your doctor. Again, don't walk into any you know, extra risk if you don't have to. And
We're tattoo experts, not doctors.
Right.
For the same reason, we can't prescribe anything for you.
And legally, we can't offer any of that. Like, I can't even legally tell you, oh, if it hurts, take an aspirin. Nope. I can't. Because if you have a reaction to that aspirin, then I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
So we're in a really weird position, you know, where we're allowed to do certain superficial things to your body. But when it comes to a certain point, we are becoming liable. And, you know, so we're always going to, if there's some weird question about that, whether you're on a medication or you're a patient of some sort, we're always going to say,
Go to
the expert.
Yep.
Find out firsthand.
Because he's going to know about whatever medications, whatever. Now, he might have questions for us about, you know, is there any of this in the pigment? You know, does it, you know, break this certain barrier of whatever, the you know, anything? And we'll happily answer that. But it's got to start with your doctor because, again, why amplify the risk if you don't have to? Especially on our side.
Another big medical condition would be immune deficiency disorders.
Sure.
That you definitely want to talk to your doctor Absolutely. About. Mm-hmm. And prepare for it, which means that maybe adjusting your diet before you get pierced or tattooed or something like that to boost your immune system and make sure that you're going to get through it without having an infection. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have hepatitis or HIV or any communicable diseases of that type that put your artist at risk, we always appreciate it if you tell us in advance. I have mm-hmm. pierced positive both. I'm happy to do it. I mean, the only precaution I'm maybe going to take is putting on an extra pair of gloves if I feel like it. But other than that, we'd like to know ahead of time so that we can be due diligent and mm-hmm. double up our efforts.
Yeah, we treat everybody in a way, you know, cleanliness wise, like, you know, like everyone is infected by something, you know, not in like the way we treat you as a person, but as we treat surfaces and as we treat ourselves, we have to look at, you know, everything we touch with our hands when skin is broken as everything we touch now that we've touched that wound and answered our phones and put them on silent as Jimmy's phone goes off. Is hot and can be contaminated. So, and a lot of times it's not. Yeah. Most people are healthy. They're, you know, they're not going to contaminate anything with anybody or anybody with anything, to probably be more specific. But we have to treat them that way. But if you know for a fact that you are, it's nice to know.
It's nice to know.
You know, some artists won't tattoo if you have certain things, and that's their prerogative. You know, every tattoo we do, we're taking a risk. Just like Devo takes a risk with every piercing.
Yep,
there's always a potential of a slip, of a move, of a oops,
and
you poke yourself. Yep. So you know, you've got to understand and put yourself in that position as well.
And for the same reasons that as an ethical piercer or tattoo artist, if there's some type of risk involved with doing that particular tattoo or piercing on you, you want to know in advance. We would also like to know if there's an additional risk to us.
Absolutely.
Because this is our livelihood, and getting either of those things would end our livelihood.
And if, it, you know, like Jimmy's married, I'm in a relationship, you know, you've got to think that goes down the line. Right. Yeah. So, you know, when I was single, you know, if I get sick, it's just me.
It's just you.
You know, but you have to look at it too. Maybe if I was willing to do it before, you know, maybe my significant other isn't real comfortable with that, and she wants me to be a little extra careful, or he, or whatever, a giraffe, or whatever I might be, you know, dating at the time. But anyway, you know, you've got to think about that too. But yeah, we, you know, you fill out the questionnaire or the you know, the paperwork when you come in, it you know, and it mentions stuff like that, and don't lie. Just be cool, man.
Yeah, man.
And you know, we don't judge or nothing.
Not at all.
Want to make sure that everybody, you know, stays as safe as they can be. And you
because
get
on top
a
of that,
cool
you know, it's. I want people to come into my shop if they have something or don't have something,
right,
and leave in exactly the same condition.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Perfect. I want them just as happy as everybody else.
I don't want them to leave with something they didn't come in with, other than a cool piercing or a tattoo.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal.
Another thing would be vacations and planning ahead.
Yeah.
If you are going on vacation and you're thinking about getting a piercing, you cannot swim.
Nope.
It's going to be a pain in the ass to go back to your hotel room every day, twice daily, and take care of the piercing. You're sometimes at a higher stress level when you're on vacation, depending on what type of vacation it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You might be going to experience new things that you normally don't experience that may cause discomfort and trauma to the piercing or tattoo.
Especially if it's one of those nudie places, where, you know, like swinger places. I mean, you got to think.
I was going more amusement park rug burns.
You know,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times you're propped up on furniture in certain ways. Where
and then it comes down to the next thing: you never know how clean these surfaces are.
That's so
anybody that's watched a video of them going through with the UV light in any hotel room, you already know it's not a clean place to be. So
taking care of a tattoo is a break in your routine anyway. So if you're on vacation, that's a break in your routine. So just, you know, having two of those things, it's not a good idea.
If you're comfortable,
doubling those things up.
Yeah,
so
if you're comfortable bringing along a newborn on your vacation, then get the tattoo.
Get the tattoo.
Because you're going to have to treat it like a newborn, pretty much, because you're going to have to be thinking ahead. Okay, I can't go swimming. Okay, if there we're all going to sit out, but I got to wear a long sleeve and I got to find some shade and, you know, just like the baby. Okay, I got to bring some diapers. I got to be this. I got if you're cool doing that on your vacation, by all means, get a tattoo. But it's going to ruin your vacation. And why not wait? Why not wait till you get back and
come
get
back
it
after
then
that great vacation and maybe we can do a tattoo of that vacation and commemorate the memory or something. You know.
Or get a tattoo.
That makes sense.
On
you seem like locked up there for a second. I don't know.
I think that's terrible advice because there's terrible parents out there. But whatever. But no, I see. Yeah. I get what you mean technically. So yeah,
it's just it's gonna take a lot of fun out of your vacation.
If you're getting ready to go on your first cruise,
I know my mom would like me on vacation. I mean, I'd take care better care of my tattoos.
Well, but she didn't want to take you. She didn't want to take you.
Yep.
So yeah.
I'm 2 years old at Disney World, and I'm swimming around in an 8-foot pool.
No, she would have left you home if she.
The tattoo was a choice, also.
She just knew you were a survivor.
She would have left you home if she could.
That was all good. She's swimming in deep water with me.
That's all good.
Yeah. Cover you with Vaseline first.
Yeah, if you're ready to go on your first cruise, don't come get tattooed or pierced, because chances are you're not going to be able to do anything on your cruise, or the place you're going is useless now, and awesome.
I think one of the most common questions I get within a month after doing any piercing, even though I cover it in the consultation and in the aftercare, when can I swim?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I told you that beforehand, and I told you after, and until that thing's healed, it is an open pathway to your body. You can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about blah, blah, blah water? No, it's full it's full of microorganisms.
Are you swimming in it? No.
Is there anybody else in there?
If you picked your feet up, would your head pretty much go underwater? Then don't be in it.
Yeah. It's called swimming.
Soaking, swimming.
And then with
good.
Tattooing, you got at least a 2 to 3 week period afterwards that you can't swim.
Yeah, your whole vacation.
So plan that ahead in, if you are avid about going to the pool every summer, then don't get pierced in the spring. Don't get a tattoo in the middle of summer. Also, back to vacations, don't get a tattoo on your vacation unless you plan on not doing any swimming or any type of activity that may affect
that tattoo. And some people wait till the last day, and something like that to skip that. But always remember that, it's a souvenir. You're getting it with and hoping and wishing that it heals at least pretty good.
Yeah, because it's small and simple.
Because they're not going to be able to touch it up. Unless you're going back to Costa Rica in a couple weeks or something. Yeah. So I'm all for getting the trinket tattoos and stuff as you travel. I mean, that's part of the reason to get tattooed is to mark times in your life and things like that. But, keeping it simple and do as much research as you can, because some places you travel, there's nothing in the way of
letting legislation. I wouldn't get tattooed in
there's nothing keeping anybody from stabbing anybody with anything, practically.
They know that you're turnover. They know that you're just there for a couple of days and you're gone.
Yeah. And they're going to upcharge you anyway. Yeah. So,
they're
going to
take advantage of it. Just tourists.
I know a guy I tattoo. Hopefully he's watching or listening to this. And he got a tattoo at Hart and Huntington in Vegas, and he paid $800 for, I think it was the Metallica star, with the M's. It's $800. But he makes it. He makes an okay living, and he was willing to pay it. He knew it was overpriced, but he wanted to say, I got this at this time, after this concert, at this place, and you know what? To have that and be able to say that, it cost me $800.
Yeah,
whatever.
So okay. Because
it's a memory, man.
That's fine.
There's a big part of piercing and tattooing that is part of it's the experience. Right.
Yes. It's
and
that
it's
memory
telling,
that's locked
and a lot
in.
Of times is telling that story to other people and enjoying that. Or it might be the time you had that tattoo, where you were or piercing, who you were with, et cetera.
And if that outweighs the potential of getting it touched up for free or getting overcharged, then go for it.
Yeah.
If you're willing, there's nothing wrong with
it.
Just
afford
it, minimize your risk as much as you can, just like you would at any time you're getting tattooed. But on vacation, you be aware of that they know you're a tourist, so they're probably going to upcharge you a bit. And they're probably not going to give you the best work either, because they know they're not going to have to touch it up.
Right.
So, but yeah, keep it simple.
Another thing would be if you were between careers,
Yeah.
Especially for the big pieces, too.
Yeah. Big, you know, visual tattoos or piercings are going to affect your employment.
Absolutely.
You want to be, we want you to eat and have a roof over your head.
Yeah, if you don't want to ask, hey, do you want fries with that for the rest of your life? Don't tattoo your face, neck, and hands right off the bat.
Good advice.
Yeah, you should consider that if you're out looking for a job. It's probably not a good idea. That might not be the right time to get a new tattoo or piercing that's visible.
No, you're trying to heal it and start a new job. What a pain in the butt.
Awful. Again, you know, it's all about priorities. Yeah. You know, some people spend their electric bill money on it.
Hey, I got that severance pay. Let's go spend it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's...
And we're happy to take it.
Yeah, we're happy to get that stuff.
Yeah, as long as... Well, we're happy to take it.
But we'd much rather have you come back for 7 or 8 different ones. Absolutely. Over the years, because you can get a job.
I don't want to feel guilty taking your money.
No. But I will.
But I have to pay rent. I have to pay rent, too.
Hey, I'm a hustler. Yeah. They're giving. I'm taking it.
Right. No. Yeah, but yeah, I had this kid early on in my career, and I was tattooing in Arizona, and he said, yeah, my power's getting shut off today. And I was like, what?
Why are you here?
He's like, but man, you know, he's like, he goes, the money I'm spending today would only keep the power on for like 30 days. That tattoo's going to last forever.
There is that.
I'm like, you got me there, pal.
We can justify anything, yeah. I suppose.
Another thing you want to kick into consideration that I think a lot of people don't is military. If you are going into the military,
you need to check
because it's constantly changing.
Yeah, every time they get a new set of generals and admirals and all
the person who makes the rules, and they change all the time, it seems.
All the policy all the way down. Well, it changes up like, you know, it's all Washington shit, so it changes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody gets fired or gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Minimum. Where,
and so sometimes it okay. seems to go from where visible
you can have them all over you, then you can have them at all. And, yeah.
I had a guy come in one time. Story time with Jack on Q&A in the kitchen. Had a guy come in one time, and he was going into the military, and I guess when you go in, you have to show your tattoos, so they document them and all that. So in case you come apart in many pieces, they know how to put you back together.
Well, that goes back to the flush tanks that the Marines used to do on there.
You know, right, the meat tag things.
Yep.
In case their limbs got blown off, they know where the main part of meat is anyway. So anyway, he had a tattoo on him, and it was about the size of a drink coaster or whatever, and it said, it was a picture of the United States that had the stars and stripes in it, and it said, these colors don't run.
Yeah.
The military said he could not join with that tattoo on him.
Because it might be racist.
I guess.
That's what I'm guessing.
Because it's pro-America.
Don't have pride about yourself.
Yeah. So anyway, that country. Just illustrates, check out the policies before you get tattooed because they get weird.
They get really, really weird.
And even if you're in a stable financial situation or employment, check with HR
if you have a stable
job
that you've been at for a long time, you're thinking about getting like your hand tattooed. Check around, look around the office, see if anybody else is heavily tattooed like that. And if they're not, you should probably check it with your supervisor or your boss and make sure it's cool so you don't lose that job.
Yeah, it seems, you know, common sense. But really, you know, if you think about it, there's a lot of these kids now that are growing up and knocking over their microphones like it's their first time on a freaking show. That's you,
Did you
Wes.
Already do it too?
No.
Yeah. No,
dueling
you've done it twice.
Rewind the tape.
Last episode.
You're just trying to be like me.
Caught you there.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right, well, you ruined my flow. I digress.
Kids and their hand tattoos these days.
They grow up and their parents have all these tattoos all over them, you know, from their top of their nose to the bottom of their feet. So the kid grows up and goes, that's awesome. That's what you do. And they might not think forward very far and think, my dad's he drives truck, makes great living. My mom, you know, does this, makes great living. And it's okay if they have them in those professions, but maybe I want to do this. It's like they don't think about that. Mm-hmm. They almost look at it as it's just kind of a birthright. You turn 18, you start getting your sleeves done anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So mentioning it for a while became just kind of a mute point because it was so common. But really, it's starting to become a point now where, kids will come in on their 18th birthday and want to get their hands or their neck done.
Well, yeah, they're like, I've had girls come in. I'm going to do this little thing on my hand or my finger. Yeah. Cause I'm like, what do you do? She's like, I'm in nursing school. Well, you can't nurse with hand tattoos.
Or maybe you can. Why shut that little door on yourself and
just
minimize the fact?
Check into it before you do it.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it and then go, I wanted to work with kids, but now I have to work with old people.
And don't get us wrong. We want to tattoo you. We just don't want you to make it a negative thing in your life.
Tattoos should not be roadblocks and potholes in your the future pathway of your life.
In a perfect world, it wouldn't
matter.
But
it's going
to
be rough enough.
You know, work the office job and you're not, and nobody else is there tattooed. You should be able to get tattooed. Yeah, you should be getting them because now you're the coolest person in the office. Not blocking your way on the way in or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's going to change. Mm-hmm. It's changed progressively over the last couple decades. But check with those things beforehand.
And you know what I've really noticed that, speaking of it changing, is like in advertising and things like that. Yeah. And it's not just the cool snowboarder selling the Swiss watch kind of guy that's got the tattoo hanging out of his swatch hanging out of his surfboard coat or whatever. God, do I sound old? But it's all the way down to the it's all the way down to just the guy who's playing dad in the commercial or mom having a tattoo or the guy selling the insurance having a sleeve or something. It's really, man, 10, especially 20 years ago, that would have these corporations would have never wanted one thing to do with a heavily tattooed person. Absolutely, because that was a criminal.
And in the movies and TV shows, just like the punk rockers and the metalheads, they were the criminals. Right. And the biker guys, if you had a tattoo, you were criminal.
You were the bad guy. But now it's, that bridge has been crossed, there's always going to be clingers on that, don't like people who drive smart cars or don't like people who drive Toyotas or Chevys and don't like people with tattoos. There's always going to be people that just don't like people because of whatever. But the over general general consensus of tattooed people is not negative anymore. I think if you got 10 people and you ask them, is your overall feeling of a tattooed person positive or negative? I think most of them would say positive. Because who isn't friggin' tattooed that is a role model anymore? Yeah. Every single person that's held in regard practically has a tattoo.
See, absolutely. The interesting thing with piercing, though, it varies. Because, a nostril might be acceptable,
that's
but a septum isn't.
Yeah.
An eyebrow piercing may not be acceptable, but a lip piercing is, or vice versa. Yeah.
Well, and it depends on where you're at, too. Yeah. If you're in Omaha, or if you're in Idaho, or if you're in, because, if you're in, from the looks of it, if you have a rap song on YouTube, it's okay to have your freaking full face tattooed if you live in.
Even if you don't have any other tattoos.
Not well, though.
No.
It can't be well. It has to look like crap.
They got 10-minute little zingers, just randomly placed all over your face, I guess.
I don't understand this. They got all this money and stuff from making this record, and they couldn't afford to spend none of it on their skin.
Well, that doesn't make them
smart. They don't make any money.
But I mean, the people that get,
not your real money.
Well, no, have you ever looked at, Lil Wayne's?
Yeah.
He has horrible tattoos, and he's been a millionaire since he was 16 years old.
But when you're famous like that, you got everybody with a tattoo machine chasing you down, wanting to go, I tattooed that guy. So they'll throw anything they can on you, and they're still a human. Yeah. Free tattoo, hell yeah. And begin you in a ball of crap. Because trust me, I know some people in the music industry that fell into that exact trap.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not. Anyways, so that does happen as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's the same reason they wear the DVC shoes and the really crappy Dickey stuff and all the other stuff is because somebody gave it to them for free.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And they're humans. Yeah.
They're hustlers. They're giving and taking. They're pirates, man.
And they are their product. Yes. If someone gives them something for free because they're who they are, hell yeah. That's what I'm going for, man.
That's what I hope for one day.
What other reasons? Is there any other reasons?
No, that's pretty much it.
There's probably some that we've
forgotten. If you sunburn, if you have psoriasis.
Dry skin would be something that we should probably address to a degree.
Yeah, if you got skin issues, definitely.
Dry skin's generally all right. Lotioned up a couple hours beforehand, the night before.
Yeah.
You should be pretty well all right, but maybe scabs, burns, things like that. If you worked in the food industry and recently spilled a bunch of grease across your skin. Burns, or even like that, things like that.
What about tanning?
If you want to remove your tattoo, that's a good idea.
As long as it's not overly tan, you're not sunburned and leathery, you should be pretty well all right. But the average person's generally pretty okay.
And that doesn't mean having been tanned for 20, 30 years in a tanning bed or something doesn't mean that you're untattooable.
Well, yeah,
it just means your options are limited. It's only your colors are only going to be so bright.
Our job might be a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
But not,
tanning beforehand isn't a big deal. You just don't want to overdo it, you know. Yeah. Getting a little bit of a bronze is fine. It's just, again, it's not going to make your tattoos any brighter. Nope. It's not going to make the tattoo any easier to apply or to see the stencil while we're tattooing. So it doesn't mean you can't get tattooed. It's, you know, it's just makes it a little bit more of a process, mm-hmm. maybe yeah. a little, depending on how crazy you get with it. Right. Now, going
afterwards.
Afterwards, you what I tell people is for the first couple weeks, you want to physically yeah. cover it, you know, with yeah. a hand cloth yep. or whatever will cover it. Just physically cover it up. And then after that, use sunblock on it. Yep. You know, just use a really good quality. Follow the directions. They're all seem to yeah. be a little bit different. And just cover it with sunblock to keep yeah, it nice and bright. Mm-hmm. And and they're good to go.
And with piercings, during the healing process, I don't suggest tanning in that area. So yeah. covering it is the best option.
Right.
It can because scar tissue is going to form around the lip of the piercing.
It
can discolor it and make it either darker or lighter than normal tissue and kind of make it look a little weird. Mm-hmm. And once it does that, it really rarely goes back to normal looking yeah. tissue.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So almost like a scar.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like if you ever had a scar on your arm and it, you know, the rest will turn like a nice brown and then there's this red thing at the bottom yeah. where the scar is. Exactly the same thing will happen yeah. around a piercing. Yeah. Huh. And it'll continue to do that.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah, skip it.
I think that pretty well wraps up most of it, unless you guys got...
Well, I think we could talk a little bit about etiquette. Make sure you're bathed before you come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't come straight teeth from brush. The workout.
And that does happen, man.
It does. I mean, I understand people work and they come right in after work, and that's cool. But, like, if you've been laying at home all day and you haven't taken a shower or got out your sweatpants for, like, 2 or 3 days, take a shower before you come see me.
Yeah, we know what certain body parts smell like when they haven't been washed. So you're not mm-hmm. hiding anything.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Nope.
Mister.
Now it just smells like stinky cologne.
I don't know. Now we're awesome. Talking about
If you work on a farm or a construction site, please.
Yeah, knock your shoes off, man.
Change your shoes change your or take shoes. The or clean the boots.
Just knock off the dirt outside.
You know, sometimes, like... Sometimes, you know, you get the, you know, farm boys and stuff, they come in and they've got their boots on and they leave this trail of Iowa across the floor. And, you know, part of it's kind of fun and funny because it's like, hey, that's tattooing in Iowa, you yeah. know, mm-hmm. that's, hey, we farm, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Like, and cool. living down in small town Iowa, you know, there's at least once or twice a week, especially, well, pretty much all year, there's something that I have to slow down. Four mm-hmm. that's got tires taller than my truck and yeah. that I, you know, and just the other day I was running my garbage to the dump and yeah, I was coming back with my empty garbage trailer that I just dumped off at the dump.
Were you putting it with your pickup truck?
And there's a, you know, huge tractor and a line of cars kind of waiting to go around it. And I thought, you know, if we were oil country, there'd be oil tankers. If we were logging country, there'd be logging trucks, you know?
Yeah. Whatever just your so resource happens. Is, it's
and more. If you tattoo in any of those places, you're going to have certain things. Yeah. And in Iowa, we got farmers coming in with their dirty damn boots, you know, tracking. And so it's kind of, part of it makes me giggle, but yeah, at the same time, switch your freaking shoes.
Yep. Okay. Change them up.
Takes 5 seconds. Especially
if you've been walking in pig excrement.
We set up appointments and you tell me you get off work at 5 o'clock. I'm like, I'll say you weren't doing...
Does that give you time to take a shower?
Yeah. What do you do for work? A shower at work.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Used to be places had showers. I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's funny. My dad mentioned when we were putting this place together in a scurry a couple years ago, he mentioned,
he was talking about, you should put a shower in.
Yeah. He's like, man, you really should put, and I was thinking, that is the weirdest friggin' thing.
We had one at City Limits.
And now that, now that we've been here a couple years, there's been a few times I'm like, God, I wish we had a shower here. It'd be so nice to duck in there and just
rinse off.
Yeah. So, Dad, let's see, next spring, you know, you can come, put in a shower. I need to build a dog room at my house. So, anyways,
the list is growing.
I got plans for you, mister.
Hot tub, sauna.
No, I've had a sauna. Well, not a sauna, but
sauna
a hot tub.
Be cool.
Hot tub
here.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saunas are kind of useless, though, aren't they?
Nice to, I mean, if you want to set in them and, like, get your muscles to relax, so you can work out on the roller.
But the sweating thing doesn't really do anything.
It supposedly gets the impurities out of your body.
But it doesn't really.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, the Swedish are all into that.
Also the sinuses, just though.
Going to the gym.
Yeah, I guess there's benefits.
Exercise gets but the toxins out, too.
I hear that. I'd rather take that money and employ a part-time masseuse.
Getting up and sitting down, getting
I'd
up
usually
a lot.
Do that myself.
Massage yourself? No. We're not talking about that. Okay, now that we've gone completely off the rails. Yeah,
okay, now we've gone off the rails. Yeah, we should probably wrap this up. Yeah. You've been watching or listening to Q&A in the Kitchen. We post these every other week now that we're back on schedule. We'd like to thank our sponsors of sorts, Skin Kitchen Tattoo, the Axiom Body Piercing Studio, and Deaf Before Decaf. We've been drinking Fall as Fuck.
Fall as Fuck. And it is. It's almost really spring. Good. It's super delicious with your favorite mixer or just straight.
Yeah, yeah, you can put a little. Joey Jorgensen used to say, "Can you put some Christmas in my drink?"
That's right. Yeah, you can add a little Christmas to it, and it's good, even though, you know, it's not really Christmas.
Nah. Yeah, it's still the spirit. It's
Valentine's Day in my drink.
That's a fake holiday. It's Hallmark's.
I still
like
people are distracting.
Anyway.
Anyway, thanks for watching. If you are listening to us on one of our podcast site type things, make sure to subscribe. On YouTube, hit the subscription. Also click on the notification bell because we do post more than just the show. We post a lot of videos that are educational about tattooing, body piercing, and also kind of letting you know what the shop's up to and what the artists are up to. So it's kind of a fun time.
Yeah, and if you've ever wanted to like ask, and that's what this show's about and what a lot of our content is about. If you ever want to ask a tattoo artist something, look around on our site and there's more than likely a video. And if there's not, hit us up and we'll make one.
Send us a message and we'll make one.
I've done a lot of piercing recently, piercing content basically based on what viewers have asked.
Yeah.
So if you have one, put it in the comment. Also, please give us a thumbs up. Let us know that you liked it. And if you, here's hoping all your tattoos and piercings heal with ease and without a single issue. And if you're in the Des Moines or Central Iowa area, we hope to see your tattooing and body piercing needs in the future.
Be nice.
Have a good day,
everybody.
Bye.